Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
We're getting ready to wrap up our little study of what it means to be truly human, kind of looking at the biblical definition of that is us being priests and rulers, that we engage in acts of worship and work, right? To use Mr. Torres's language. So part of that conclusion is we journey through Genesis, and we're now looking at Paul and how Paul reiterates some of the Old Testament and argues against Aristotle, but accentuates everything that Jesus emphasize, particularly him being the truly human one, and what distinguishes him from that. We've realized that if we're going to engage in this capacity, that we have to do some work ourselves. And for Paul, the most particular work we have to do, and probably the hardest work we have to do, is right between our two ears. So, if I could have somebody read from Paul's writings to the folks in Rome, Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, I'd certainly appreciate it.
I will. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Very good. All right, what's your feedback? What pops out at you?
It's obviously a focus on renewal of the mind. And we had somebody come in and do a Bible study with us one time, and he was talking about how early on in his recovery he had a dream for that had to do with his usage and addiction and stuff like that. And it was like a reset button. And I kind of feel the same way, but without the dream aspect. Like, this is a reset button, it's a renewal. It's not force, it is all by choice. I mean, some people can think of it as just a temporary reset, but I think of it as everything I learn here, if I put it to practice, I'm renewing myself a little bit. It's not just like a one switch and everything's renewed, it's a work. You know what I mean? It's the same analogy as reaping and sowing. And when something's growing, you gotta prune stuff off for more stuff to grow. It's renewal, constant growth, constant work.
Okay.
For me, I think when Paul says that you offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, and this is the point right here where he says this is your true and proper worship. For me, as far as just being out there in my addiction and everything, I let my true and proper worship to God be my self-sacrifice to my addiction. Where God created me to have my true and proper worship was supposed to be to him and to him exclusively. I think that, for me, that's the whole meaning of this verse, is your true and proper worship is to God and God alone. And I say once that we can overcome that, then our minds and our bodies and our sacrifices not conform to the world, but truly conform to God.
I don't know. For me, when I got here, my mind, I didn't want to be in that place between my two ears. Since I've been here, and I still fight with it, doing his will, learning what to do for his will versus my own. It's a battle every given day. You know, I try to die every morning to him. Prayer, meditation, reading, being open to what I hear here. It's not easy for me anyway. It does happen little by little, to get better. I strive for it. You know, I find that it is truly changing my life as far as the way I think about other people, being able to help, not just about myself. but there's still part of me that wants to do my will, you know, and that. So I got to be in constant guard against that. And it's not easy. And I'm glad there's people around me that call me on my stuff when I'm off of that. So that's helpful for me. But for me, it's something that I got to practice the rest of my life. This word, being around healthy people like you all that are trying, going in the same direction me as towards God. But it's a battle. It's not easy. I do enjoy it. It is very rewarding to me. Just what I feel inside when I'm doing the right thing for Him, not falling back into the way I used to be. It'll always be a battle for me.
What jumps out to me is, a lot of guys touched on this renewing mind, but to not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. You know, me, I was given to the way of the world. Given to my past stereotypical patterns, you know, what people think of me. So I kind of just go with it, you know. And this is calling for a whole transformational character, renewal of mind. You know, my thought process of yesterday took me down a path of destruction and regret. And this for me is, you know, isn't an easy task at all. But I try to remind myself, but you know, anything worthwhile, it's hard work. And, you know, as an addict, I just want to switch a light switch on and be done, but it doesn't work that way. You know, I set goals for myself. I want to put this to death, but that just stirs up more things and makes me realize and humbles me that, you know, God's got this. You know, when I get the reins and I think I finally got it, come to find out there's more stuff that comes up that I can't handle, so it makes me rely on Him even more. So this process is renewing my mind. It's not going to happen in a year. It's not going to happen. It's going to be a lifelong process. You know, I'm okay with it. It's hard to accept that fact, because, but I can't do it by myself. So
I have written here in my notes, we have to make a decision to put our old habits to death. Learning new habits is the suffering. When we learn them, over time, they'll turn into second nature. We'll do them without even thinking about it. As a priest and a ruler, we have to sacrifice things so that we can become what God created us and created us to be. And being here, you know, it took me a while, but I realize that now. You know, I can't think about, you know, one day I can normally go out and go to the bar and just be normal. I have to smash that. I can't do that. Anything like that. I have to put my old habits to death. All the things that I used to do from that, my addiction, my old ways of just acting out there, you know, my anger, things like that. I have to completely put that to death and rethink things. And I mean, it's kind of cliche, but what would Jesus do is what I have to think about that. And everything that I do, whether it's little or whether it's big, because right now I'm still new in all this, you know, and it's going to take a long time for me to just make that a new habit and to do it without even thinking about it.
For me, I wasn't taught the right way growing up, so it's kind of like when I was in my addiction, I came here and it's totally opposite of what I know and what all I was taught to me growing up. And I've been taught all this stuff, and now I'm continuing to learn more and more. I'll be learning until the day I die, but just applying it. And, you know, I've always searched for, you know, how can I talk to God, hear God? Well, I know His voice now, and it's inside me, and all I gotta do is listen to it. I don't always do it, but I just need to start doing it more and more on a daily basis. And it'll help me get through my struggles.
Can I say something else?
Yeah.
I think that we let ourselves become products of our environment. And I think that our environment had a big influence on the habits that we have learned throughout our lives and everything. Because I grew up in a ghetto up in Pennsylvania. And so the things that I seen that I was surrounded by was drugs, from my family, from, you know, from the community and everything. So I became a part of that, and that became a habit of my life. That's why I was an addict for over 35 years of my life, because I didn't know anything else. Prison, crime, and all of that became a part of who I was because of the environment that produced me. I had a chance to break away from that, but when you are trapped in an environment like that, it's hard not to become a part of that. It becomes a part of who you are, a part of your character, a part of your life. And so for me to try to transform the renewing of my mind, as Paul says and everything, it's a process, and it's about eradicating everything bad that was in your life, the thought process, even the environment, going back into that environment and everything. I have to put that away. Because, I mean, I can go back to that environment, I can live in that environment once again and everything, and I can let myself become subjected to the drug, to the crime all over again. And so if I don't know how, and that's the point right there, if I don't know how to lose that, then I'll always be a part of it. And so it's just about reconditioning myself, you know, and it's a process, it's a hard, hard process. I mean, I could be here in this house for a year and learn everything that I'm learning and everything, but if I don't fully put it on my heart to the capacity of the way it should be, then I'm going to fail. It's inevitable. And it doesn't matter where I go, you know, because I can still have that deceitful heart. And if I can't get rid of that deceitful heart, then that's going to always be a part of who I am. And it's a struggle every day.
Thank you. Yes, sir?
Yeah, I see it just like everybody else. So you gotta put to end your old ways of thinking and stop living like the world wants you to live and start living the way God wants you to live. And when you decide to do that, you know, it will be good, pleasing, and perfect like God intended you to be. That's all I got.
I kind of, when I think about it, sometimes I think I seen this in a movie one time, but like a whole crowd of people are walking one way and everybody's going this one direction. They're in a big hurry and nobody's really paying attention to what they're doing. But then there's something inside you that says not to go that way, that's wrong, that's the road. So you get this awakening and you're trying to stop, but they're pushing you forward. And so you're slowly trying to realize where you're at, and that where they're going is not where you want to be, because you hear this voice of God calling you out of this crowd of people, and you see somebody willing to help you in the distance, but it's like difficult because the world is so full of people and it's just pushing you in that direction. And you've just been, like Kevin had said, you're just born and trained this way to think this way, but yet the voice of God is calling you out, and to get time to reflect on that and people to help you to get out of that. That's what I brought to mind, that picture that in that movie.
Good. Any other thoughts? Comments, questions? All right, gentlemen, well, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.